we return for the astounding conclusion of The Fierce Urgency of Now.
Just, wow.
Isn't it beautiful? You really can forget almost everything up here.
Kyle, you will please return to New York. I will need those files from you immediately.
Hey, Dodo, can we fly over the office and write fuck off Goldfarb in the sky?
Kyle, you have got to stop telling Deirdre Goldfarb to fuck off, even in skywriting. That's my job.
Hey, Kyle, I got us a new job. In Phuket, let's go.
Kyle, where are my files? I must have those files. The fate of Western civilization depends on those files.
Hiya, Dodo.
Kyle, where the hell are you?
0 feet away, kiddo. I'm always 0 feet away. I miss you. Come back. Let's play.
Hiya, Dodo, hiya.
Kyle, why didn't you tell me you and Neil are gaming each
Kyle?
Other?
Kyle?
Kyle?
Kyle!
Let's push them all out over the water.
Oh, I'd love that.
Kyle!
I'd really love that. I'd love that.
Kyle, wake up. You're in your office, not some hookup's bedroom.
Jesus, Kate, you scared the shit out of me. What are you doing here? Jesus, it's 7 in the morning.
I wanted to make sure you were here, since you haven't returned any of my calls.
I told you I'd be in early. I'm about halfway through.
Scalo called me at home last night. He wants Dodo to write those TV spots for more. Do you know anything about that?
Who, me? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, Kate, I'm sorry. I was looking forward to finally working with you.
What have you got on Scalo?
I don't know what you mean. I never talked to Scalo.
Oh, yes, you do.
Trust me, if I had something on Scalo, do you think I'd be working on Citibank?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Where did you get this mug? When the hell were you in Phuket?
Meryl brought it back for me.
Oh, of course. Make sure you release those files by 10. I'm not dealing with another Goldfarb meltdown today.
No prob, she'll have him by 9.
Knock, knock, knock.
Ha, ha, ha. You're here early.
We still on for New Year's Eve? I need to book the plane.
You bet your ass we are.
A simple yes would have sufficed.
Hey, Dodo, can we fly over Kate's house and write fuck off bitch in the sky?
No.
A simple you bet your ass no would have sufficed.
I don't know what's going to kill me first. You or...
Shh. Don't say it. Not here anyway. Kate's skulking around. Let me finish this crap for Goldfarb, then you want to go get some breakfast?
Call me when you're done.
Okay. Hey, Dodo. Thanks for Christmas.
Anytime, Kyle Bird. I'm happy to have a reason to make beef Wellington again.
Oh, I'll come back.
I'm just leaving. Did you have a nice Christmas, Neil?
Santa Claus was pretty good to me. You?
He was good to me, too. In a different way, of course. Call me when you're done.
In a different way? What do you mean by that?
I haven't said anything. She's a sharp old cookie.
I talked to Scalo. Dodo's writing the spots.
I heard. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Mine, too.
And you're okay with just being fuck buddies?
Love it when you try to be so gay hip.
I love it when kids your age think they've invented the nomenclature.
The nomenclature. Pulling out the big guns now. Impressive.
I'll show you impressive.
It's Goldfarb. I have to take this.
Olenny's after work. Tonight.
Nope. Sorry. It's Monday. Meryl and I are going out for a drink.
After?
Maybe.
10 o'clock, your place.
Ooh, getting all dom top on me. I love it.
Shut up. Answer that before Goldfarb has a stroke. See you tonight.
Yeah. Get out of here. This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking. Chill out, Goldfarb. I'm almost done. I'll get them to you by 9, I promise. What? No, Kate never told me Anita doesn't like yellow. Yeah, I'm beginning to figure that out. Thanks, Deirdre. Yeah, I'll have them for you soon.
Oh, don't thank me, Dodo. Thank Kyle. I only made a phone call. I mean, I'm thrilled you're writing the spots, but he's the one who went to bat for you.
He's a funny kid, that one.
He gets under your skin in ways you never see coming, doesn't he?
Like an itch you don't mind scratching.
You like him, don't you?
We have that in common, don't we?
He's a good art director.
Whatever it is he's doing to get me those spots, and I have my ideas, I don't want to know.
You don't need to.
Just scratch gently, Neil.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do.
We're briefing at 11, conference room 33B.
See you then. Oh, Happy New Year. No booze. Can you believe it?
Forever?
For the duration.
That sucketh. When do you begin the chemo?
He said we can start on Friday night.
What are you starting Friday night?
I'm going to learn how to fly a plane. Dodo's Christmas gift to me.
Ha ha fucking ha.
No, really. Dodo took me up in her plane on New Year's Eve and it was fun.
You're a pilot?
That's what it says on my license, darling.
How do I not know this?
Because you work at Scalo, Weisbrot, Zazie, and Hess. You're 24/7. Your life is a mess.
Kyle Bird. It's not that big a deal, Kate. I'm sure you have a life outside this place that you don't talk about either.
Okay, kiddos. Happy New Year. Welcome back. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get this ball rolling.
Good God. What the hell is all this? Gone with the Wind?
Almost. Here's the deal. Benjamin Moore is underwriting Turner Classics Movies' Technicolor Americana Festival this coming July. A month of movies, all in glorious Technicolor, celebrating America's history, including, obviously, the now problematic Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind? I hope they know what they're doing.
Do you have an objection to working on this project? Would you like me to go to Scalo and ask him to put Benjamin Moore into a different creative group? I can do that, you know.
Fine. It's their funeral. This looks like an awful lot of work, Neil.
It's huge. TV spots, on-air promos, banner ads for Moore's and TCM websites, direct mail and in-store promotions, interactive and UX installations, even print ads.
I know them. They'll want it all tomorrow. Maybe I better have Angela and me work on it, too.
Dodo and I can handle it, Kate.
Citibank is getting even busier, Kyle. You're bitching about being overworked as it is.
Here's the thing. They've actually given us a full month for creative development. It's that important to them.
Seriously? A full month?
It's like the 60s all...
80s, Dodo, 80s.
80s all over again.
And as for Citibank, Kyle's off it for the time being.
Excuse me?
This is too big a project. Everyone wants the best on it. That's Kyle and Dodo. Bring on some freelancers for Citibank, or put Angela on it until this project is done.
She's not senior enough.
Really? Rumor has it you're making her and Meryl VPs. That's pretty senior.
What? You're making St. Angela a VP and not me? She's got one fucking client. She's always on vacation. I'm here 24/7 juggling three accounts, and you're making her a goddamn VP?
Kyle, you want to be a vice president? These tantrums aren't convincing me you're VP material, no matter how talented some people think you are.
Buck!
Kyle!
You.
Don't. Kate. I don't care what strings you have to pull. Scalo wants you to get someone to cover for Kyle on Citibank until this project is done.
Fine. I want to see first round concepts on Monday. Maybe you should cancel those flying lessons Friday night. I have a feeling you'll be here, because your shit's gonna have to fly past me if you want it to float. Got it?
Well, we're in deep cock-a-poo-poo now.
What about Friday night?
Fucker.
You dropped the F-bomb.
Flying lessons.
When someone mixes their metaphors like that, Kyle Bird, there's nothing else to be said.
I see.
That's just something I made up. Dodo and I have plans Friday night. Kate doesn't need to know anything about.
Let's go over the brief.
Oh, and by the way, Kyle, you're going to need these boxes. Technically, only VPs are supposed to have private offices. So Angela is moving into yours when she gets back from her vacation next week. You can take her space with the other big shots in the Cube Farm. Okay, sweetie?
My mug!
Sorry.
You did that on purpose.
I'm sure you can get another one, now that you like to fly.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to go talk to Scalo.
No, I don't want Scalo involved in this. I know what she's doing. Aunt Marianne used to do the same thing when she wanted to get rid of someone at JWT. I can't believe I didn't see it. I should have. I grew up with it. She's a mother, but not the kind you want her to be. You said it to me that night in my office, but I didn't listen. Why would I? That's the only type of mother I've ever really known. You want to get rid of me? Bring it on, bitch!
Let me see what I can do about getting your office back, at least.
Knock, knock, knock.
Please, Dodo, not now.
It's time, Kyle Bird. You know it is. A friend of mine is an excellent instructor out at Teterboro Airport.
So what? I'm supposed to just chuck everything and follow some stupid childhood dream? Yeah, that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
I'm not saying you have to chuck everything, am I? You think anyone has it that easy, Kyle Bird? If it's that important, you can get your head out of your ass and really live your life for once.
Oh, don't give me that live shit. Do you really think everything is going to be all right if I just learn how to fly myself into some exotic new life? Jesus, Dodo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are your meds making you a little too Auntie Mame crazy? Because if that's the case, give me some and we'll fly off to Kankakee and live happily ever after, eating beef Wellington and drinking red wine and scotch in the goddamn fucking cornfield.
Kyle, stop it. Listen to me, you little shit. I know you're upset, but your life isn't the only one that stinks right now, okay? Grow the fuck up, darling.
Wow. Two fucks, a shit, and a darling. You must be really pissed.
Not funny. Now, I will be in my office going over this brief. You may join me when you're ready to apologize.
Dodo, I'm sure he doesn't mean it.
Excuse me, Meryl.
Ow.
Hey, jerk face, calm the fuck down. I heard.
Already?
News travels fast around here. And what Kate didn't tell me, I overheard just now. Look, Kyle, I got a new job. Executive VP, Group Creative Director at McDougal, McDaniel, and McManus. No financial accounts at all. And I can bring you with me.
Meryl, I told you I don't want to leave here right now.
Come on, Kyle. Kate's taking the gloves off. There's going to be a whole lot more ugly while she tries to get you to quit.
I know.
Then why put yourself through that?
The day before my parents leave for my grandfather's funeral, my mom and I have this huge fight. I don't want them to go to India without me. I'm so mad at them I won't say goodbye when they drop me off at Aunt Marianne's. I just keep coloring in my book. I won't even look up when my mom kisses me goodbye. Then right before they close the door, I stick my tongue out at them. My mother looks at me with this strange look on her face, half smiling, half sad, and just says, "We'll be home for Christmas, Ace." I must have really hurt her that day.
You've never told me this.
I've never told anyone this. I can't leave Dodo here alone. I have to make sure she's going to be okay.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, then you better go apologize to her. She really cares about you, Kyle. A lot of us do, you know.
So, should I take the flying lessons? What do you think?
I think you have a lot of damage to fix, and now's as good a time as any to begin.
We gonna be okay?
Probably. Now go apologize to Dodo.
Yes, sir.
Jerk face.
That's Captain Jerk Face to you.
Not yet, it isn't. Get out of here.
You ever notice how colors look different in movies from different decades? Like in the 40s, they were rich and saturated. In the 50s, everything was kind of cold and blue. In the 70s, everything was warm and golden.
Go on.
What if we do this thing where we name paint colors like 50s ice or 40s jade?
You really should answer it, Kyle Bird. You're only gonna piss her off even more.
Look, Dodo, if I answer it, Kate will know we're not up in the air. Do you really want her to know where we are?
You don't have to sit here with me, you know. I've been through this before.
I want to sit here with you.
There's only so much Neil can do to protect you.
Who said anything about Neil?
Oh, come on, Kyle Bird. I'm not stupid. I know what's going on.
Oh.
Are you in love with him?
The sex is great.
Too much information, Kyle Bird.
But it's not the same as it was before. I can't quite figure it out.
Maybe you've changed.
How?
Have you watched Gone with the Wind yet?
No.
Watch it. You might figure it out.
It has horses in it.
What's wrong with horses?
I don't like westerns.
Oh, God. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Have you called my friend at Teterboro yet?
I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll call him just as soon as we get this project under control.
You'd better. Let's talk about this color by the decade idea. I am not sure I get it. What if we name the colors after the directors, like Cirque Blue or Manelli Jade?
You mean Manelli Red, don't you?
You've been holding out on me, F-word you.
You know, Gone with the Wind is really, really, really not PC.
Nothing more than 5 minutes old is PC anymore. Just use what you can and let Benjamin Moore worry about the fallout.
Let's take a look at these paints.
Oh, careful. You almost spilled that.
It's fine. I don't know. This red for the slut dress or the green and yellow for the drapes?
I know the green drapes are iconic, but if you use that clip of Vivian Leigh in the red dress and then cut to the woman painting her living room O'Hara scarlet, it'd make a bigger impact. Oh, what do you think of this? How does America spell color? M-O-O-R-E.
Ooh.
Kyle! I told you I didn't like this naming the color shit.
Neil approved it.
Neil is not the creative director. What is this?
A new tagline.
How does America spell color? M-O-O-R-E? What is this garbage? Okay. Get out of my way, Dodo. I'm taking over. Jesus.
Oh. Dodo.
Oh.
Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
What the hell are you thinking, Kate? It's bad enough you treat me like shit, but how dare you even touch Dodo, you stupid fucking swamp donkey.
What the hell is going on here? We can hear you in Scalo's office.
Oh, and by the way, sweetie, honey, you knew Anita doesn't like Yella.
You knew about that?
So, you want to get rid of me?
Kyle, don't.
She's not worth it, Kyle. Put go, down go, that go, paint.
Go. Go,
go ahead, darling. Fire me, you yellow bitch. Bullseye.
Ding dong.
You goddamn son of a bitch, faggot asshole. You're goddamn right you're fired. And I'm gonna sue your sorry faggot ass.
Hey, Josh Stamler's filming it.
Way to go, Stamler.
Kyle.
So is Maria.
Kyle.
Turn off those
Kyle.
Goddamn fucking
Kyle.
Phones.
Kyle.
All of you.
Kyle.
You're all a bunch
Kyle.
Of goddamn
Kyle.
Disloyal
Kyle.
Cocksuckers.
Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle. Kyle.
Here, Kyle. I got Marriott to send a Starbucks Phuket tumbler for you.
Aw, thanks, Meryl.
Plastic. Unbreakable. Because, you know. Oh, an entire creative team gone. Just like that.
With the wind, so to speak. You should have heard Neil screaming when he found out you took the Marriott account with you when you left Scalo.
Are you still seeing him?
Nice office, Meryl.
I'll take that as a yes. There is another office just as nice sitting empty down the hall, waiting for a new VP Associate Creative Director. And Marriott loves you.
You know, Peter McDougall gave Aunt Marianne her first job here, right? Mm-hmm. I guess it would be kind of fitting to come full circle and end my advertising career at McDougall McDaniel McManus, but... No thanks. Not interested.
You'll have to work eventually, Kyle.
Maybe I'll be a Starbucks barista.
With your temper?
Maybe not.
Not even freelance?
No, really. Thank you, Meryl. But I have to start listening to my heart. I'm going to take those flying lessons. I start tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Thanks to Dodo, she kicked my ass right out to Teterboro. Look out, JetBlue. Here I come. Hey, what about bringing Dodo onto your team?
I still need a senior level art director, though.
I thought, didn't you bring Angela with you?
Bitch is out on maternity leave for the next 6 months.
The things she'll do to avoid work and still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Call Dodo. She likes to work.
Let me think about it.
Call her. Now, come on. It's Monday. Let's go get drunk. My treat.
Ooh, your treat. Can you afford me?
Oh, yeah. I'm unemployed and you're rolling in it. Your treat.
Jerk face.
Bitch.
I've missed you, kiddo. It's been pretty dull in and out of the office the last few weeks.
I know, Neil. I've been preoccupied. I haven't been feeling all that horny lately.
Ouch. That hurt.
Sorry?
Beverly and I are splitting up.
Oh. Is that going to hurt you with Scalo?
Oh, nah, Joe's never going to fire me. He knows about my arrangement with Bev. He had a mistress himself for years.
Do you know who it was?
No one does. It's the one thing even I've never been able to find out.
I know.
No. Dodo?
God, no. Think about it, Neil. How would I know if you didn't?
Oh my God. Joe Scalo and Marianne Gordon?
Before she died, he promised Aunt Marianne he'd take care of me. Professionally, at least. But after that fiasco with Kate, I guess he didn't have much of a choice.
He's not used to his employees' squabbles being splashed all over the cover of Adweek.
Literally. He is paying for my anger management therapy, though.
Yeah, he's good that way. So, no other comments about me and Beth?
You're not leaving her for me, are you?
Oh, no. Of course not. No.
Good.
Bev and I... There's no love there anymore. We like each other, sure, but she's in love with someone else, and I am, too. And you're going to need a support system.
I like you, Neil. I really do. And I enjoy being with you, but I don't love you. And I don't want a daddy. I need to do things on my own. But thanks.
I really did underestimate you.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I have to go sit with Dodo while she gets her chemo. I'll call you. Okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you sure you're up for this, Dodo? You've had a tough few months. You still get tired so easily.
Jesus, you're a pest.
And you're going back to work next week. Don't push it.
I know you talked to Meryl about me.
Oh, did I?
Thank you.
I'm really going to fly a plane.
Yes, Kyle Bird, you are.
I'm scared.
You should be. I just might push you out this time.
You don't have the strength.
Wanna bet?
Ow.
Wimp.
Careful, I'm at the controls today, and we're flying over water.
You get rid of me, who's going to make you beef Wellington next Christmas?
You get rid of me, who's going to hold your hand next Friday night?
That cute intern who gives me my chemo.
He's too busy holding my hand.
He's got two hands.
Sorry, Dodo, I'm not into threesomes. Or older women. No matter how hot they are.
God, you're a brat. You know that?
I love you.
Yeah, cock-a-poo-poo.
And you love me, too.
You know it.
November Niner Tree Hotel Foxtrot, runway 6. Clear for takeoff.
Come on, Ace. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, God, will you please just stop with that? Did you just call me Ace?
It's time to take off and soar.
Listening to The Fierce Urgency of Now, a radio play by Doug DeVita, with direction by Dennis Corsi. This has been a production of All Out Arts in the 2021 season of the Fresh Fruit Festival, financed in part by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York City Council, and by listeners like you. Please download a full-color program book of this and other productions at our website, FreshFruitFestival.com. And thank you for tuning in. This is Louis Lopardi in New York City.